Good morning and welcome to Builders Briefing for April 18th, 2026. I'm Alex, joined as always by Sam. We've got a packed show. Google just made Android fully agent native, Anthropic launched a design tool, NIST is basically giving up on CVEs, and a lot more.
Yeah, it's one of those weeks where you look at the news and realize the whole landscape just shifted under your feet. Let's get into it.
All right, the big story. Google dropped Android CLI. A full command line toolchain designed explicitly so that AI coding agents can build, test, and deploy Android apps without ever opening Android Studio. They're claiming 3x faster development cycles, and from the Hacker News discussion,
this is huge, and I think what's easy to miss is the philosophical shift here. Google is basically saying the primary consumer of their build tooling is no longer a human sitting in an IDE. It's an agent. That's a massive admission.
Exactly. And the timing is wild because it landed the same week as a Claude Code skill specifically for Android reverse engineering. So now you can have an agent decompile a competitor's APK, analyze it, and then build your own version. All in the same session, all headless.
Right, and what's wild is the CI implications. Your continuous integration pipeline and your coding agent now share the exact same interface. There's no translation layer. Headless emulator support means the agent tests the same way your build server tests.
And the pressure this puts on Apple is real. Google's following the playbook they used with Cloud Build, CLI first, GUI optional. If you're building mobile and you haven't gone CLI first, you're already behind. Full stop.
I'd bet money we see Apple respond within 6 months. They kind of have to. The speed gap is going to be undeniable.
Okay, shifting to AI and models. Two big Anthropic stories. First, Claude Opus 4.7 has a new tokenizer, and independent benchmarks show it inflates token counts by 20 to 30% per session. No API version bump, no announcement.
What?
It just quietly changes your unit economics.
That's a sneaky one. If you're running Opus in production agent loops, you need to audit your costs right now. 30% more tokens adds up fast when you're doing hundreds of sessions a day.
Second Anthropic story. Claude Design launched under their lab's umbrella. 438 points on Hacker News. Heated discussion. It positions Claude as a direct competitor to Figma AI and V0 for UI generation.
That's interesting because Anthropic keeps expanding the surface area of what Claude can do. Design was one of those areas people assumed would stay specialized. But if you can go from a text prompt to a production-ready interface mock-up inside the same tool you're coding with, that collapses a whole step in the workflow.
Also worth a quick mention, there's an open-source project called OMI from Based Hardware that's basically an always-on AI assistant that watches your screen and listens to conversations. 4,000 plus GitHub stars. Privacy concerns are obvious, but if you're building ambient AI products, the multimodal context architecture is worth studying. Link in the briefing. On the DevTools side, a couple that caught my eye. Craft Agents from Luki Labs is basically Chrome DevTools, but for coding agents. Think breakpoints, trace logs, step-through debugging for agent tool calls.
Oh man, this fills such a painful gap. Right now, debugging agent workflows is basically console.log and prayer. Having actual observability tooling, being able to set a breakpoint on the tool call and inspect what the agent was thinking, that changes how you build these systems.
And then Cursor published their official plugin specification. If you're building DevTools, this is your integration point now. Cursor's user base is big enough that plugin distribution actually matters.
Yeah, that's Cursor saying we're a platform now, not just a product. Smart move. The ecosystem play is what makes these tools sticky.
One more dev tool. Stage, a show HN project tackling AI code review. The whole premise is that AI writes code fast, but review becomes the bottleneck. It structures the review process specifically for AI-generated pull requests.
That resonates. Every team I talk to that's heavy on agent-authored code says the same thing. The writing isn't the problem anymore, it's the reviewing. You're drowning in diffs you didn't write. If Stage solves even part of that, it's going to find an audience fast.
All right, security. This one's a big deal. NIST is effectively stepping back from enriching most CVEs. That means the severity scores, the affected product metadata, all the stuff your vulnerability scanners depend on, is going to degrade.
Wait, seriously? That's the foundation of how most companies do vulnerability management. If NDD data gets unreliable, you need alternative feeds yesterday. OSV, PhoneCheck, start evaluating those now if you haven't already.
Also on the policy front, there's a new U.S. bill mandating on-device age verification, not server-side, on-device. And separately, there's a serious push from Lawfare to ban the sale of precise geolocation data entirely. If your product relies on third-party location data for targeting, that supply chain might get cut off legislatively.
The age verification one is interesting because it basically forces Apple and Google to ship OS-level attestation APIs. That's going to create a whole new integration requirement for consumer apps.
Quick hits to round us out. Discourse confirmed it is not going closed source. That was a rumor making the rounds. Someone built an AI-driven hardware hacking arm out of duct tape, a camera, and a CNC machine. The official closure documentary dropped, and ICA is opening up SAR satellite imagery data to developers, which is kind of amazing for anyone doing geospatial work.
The duct tape hacking arm is peak builder energy. I love it. And the ICI data opening is genuinely useful. SAR data has been locked behind enterprise contracts forever.
So the big takeaway this week, the Android ecosystem went agent-native in a single week. Google CLI, Claude Code reverse engineering skills, agent debugging tools, they all landed together. The pattern is undeniable now. Every major platform is shipping CLI-first interfaces because AI agents are becoming the primary developers.
And it's not just Android. This is the template for every platform. If your tooling assumes a human is clicking buttons in a GUI, you're building for the past. CLI first, agent native, that's the new default.
That's the show for today. All the links and details are in the briefing. If you're building mobile, wire that pipeline for headless agent-driven execution this week. Don't wait.
The teams that move on this now are going to be iterating at 3 times the speed of everyone else in 6 months. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time on Builders Briefing.